There is a word in the English language that some believe is so vulgar, so shocking, and so stinging that it's not fit for tender and even not so tender ears. The word has one syllable and it starts with an F. No, I can't say it. To answer a question posed by someone on the internet, who even determines it's a bad word to begin with? The Federal Communications Commission, my friend, the FCC. A television news anchor in New York City used that particular swear word on the air a few days ago. She said it during a news break when she didn't know she was live. Her mistake caused excited consternation. Some suggested that she be fired. Others came to her defense. The New York Times pointed out that the word has lost its shock and sting because one can hear it if one walks the streets of New York for a mere 4 minutes. I sat in a New York deli with my kids a couple of weekends ago, and a man at the next table used it and its variants in conversation at least 20 times, and that's no exaggeration. He wasn't even angry. Nonetheless, the FCC has decided that the word is profane and potentially indecent, and federal law prohibits any obscene, indecent, or profane language by means of radio communication. That includes broadcast television, but it doesn't include cable. That's why the F word and its kin often make their way into cable programming when you least expect it. And when would you least expect it? The FCC suggests that that would be during the hours of 6 in the morning to 10 at night. That's the time that FCC commissioners have set aside for programming that is neither profane nor indecent, a sort of family hour times 16. In other words, if a station broadcasts certain swear words during that time, the station could face a fine if a listener or a viewer complained. And complain they do. There are groups out there on the prowl for swear words and indecency, with FCC complaint forms at the ready. If you don't believe me, just ask the musician Bono. During the Golden Globe Awards broadcast a few years back, he took the stage to proclaim that his award was absolutely brilliant. But he included, as NBC put it, an intensifier between those two words. The intensifier started with an F. The FCC says that it received hundreds of complaints after the broadcast, and in response it found multiple stations in violation of the law for airing Bono's excited exclamation. Trouble is that such fleeting expletives hadn't violated the law in the past. Until a few years ago, the FCC reasoned that stations had no control over live broadcasts because they weren't like scripted TV. But Bono and others like him, Cher for one, made the FCC change its mind. In a new drive to cleanse the air, the agency has warned stations to filter their live broadcasts by means of a time delay or face fines for forbidden utterances. Now the United States Supreme Court has taken the case. Despite all that, the New York television news anchor who swore on the air recently has a little to worry about. Her slip of the tongue occurred after 10 p.m., and that means that the FCC won't take action, even though it may receive complaints. Had she used the curse word just a mere 30 minutes before, it's possible that her station would have faced a hefty fine. It's that seemingly arbitrary distinction, and others, that only certain swear words are profane or indecent, and that profanity and indecency is in the eye and ear of the regulatory beholder, that leads some to be shocked and stung when they hear another certain F word, FCC. I'm Amy Guida.